Talkados, just wanted to say halakha, which is very common, I mean, quite common. Some people, for example, they came late, and they say, the amidah belachas, when there is chazara. So when we come to Birkat Kohanim, should they interrupt, I mean, belachas, their amidah, and listen to the Birkat Kohanim or not? You follow the question? Or some people who ma'arich b'tfilatam, they say a long tefillah, and when they say Birkat Kohanim, they haven't finished yet. So should they listen to the Birkat Kohanim or not? It's a little bit, I mean, I thought always that there is a mitzvah. The Haredim says, and many are, and many Rishonim before him, the Ramban and so on, that there is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bless, and there is a mitzvah for the public to be blessed. And in order to be blessed, you have to listen to the Birkat Kohanim. Of course, if you are in the middle of the tefillah, you don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, Amen. But we have to listen to the Birkat Kohanim. So this is the halakha, although it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned in many acharonim that one should listen to the Birkat Kohanim, even though he is in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, which is very important to know. I mean, it happens, sometimes it happens. So this is the halakha, although I saw lately, in the name of Rabbi Eliashiv Zatzal, that he didn't hold like that. But on the other hand, many poskim, including the Chacham Avadia, I think, and the Or Litzion, and other, and Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach, and Moshe Feinstein, and many other poskim, most poskim hold that one should fulfill the mitzvah to be blessed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless all of you.